Isaiah 17 corresponds with Esther. In Isaiah 17, verse 13, "The nations shall rush like the rushing of many waters, but God shall rebuke them, and they shall flee far off, and shall be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like a rolling thing before the whirlwind." So it is in Esther when the Jews were under the sentence of death of the ruling powers. But God arose to their help and turned the tide in their favor and exalted them above their enemies. Isaiah 18 corresponds with Job. In Isaiah 18, we see Israel suffering and restored. Job was a type of Israel in their sufferings and also in their restoration. Isaiah 19 corresponds with Psalms. Isaiah 19:1, "Behold, the Lord rideth upon a swift cloud and shall come into Egypt." Psalm 18:10, "And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind." Isaiah 19, verses 11 and 13, "Surely the princes of Zoan are fools. The counsel of the wise counselors of Pharaoh is become brutish. The princes of Zoan are become fools. They have also seduced Egypt, even they that are the stay of the tribes thereof." Psalm 78, verses 12 and 43, "Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan, how he had wrought his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan." Isaiah 19, verses 11 and 13, "Egypt speaks of the world. The counsel of the wise counselors of Pharaoh is become brutish, so these speak of all the princes and leaders of the world." Psalm 2, verse 2 says, "The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed." Isaiah 19, verses 16 and 22, "In that day shall Egypt be like unto women, and it shall be afraid and fear because of the shaking of the hand of the Lord of hosts, which he shaketh over it. And the Lord shall smite Egypt, he shall smite and heal it, and they shall return even to the Lord, and he shall be entreated of them, and shall heal them." Psalm 60, verse 2, "Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it, heal the breaches thereof, for it shaketh." Isaiah 19, verse 19, "In that day shall there be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar at the border thereof to the Lord." Psalm 43, 4, "Then will I go into the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy." Isaiah 19, verse 22, "And the Lord shall smite Egypt." Psalm 78, 51, "And smote all the firstborn in Egypt." Psalm 135, verse 8, "Who smote the firstborn of Egypt." Psalm 136, verse 10, "To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn." Isaiah 19, verse 25, "Israel, mine inheritance." Psalm 78, verse 71, "Israel, his inheritance." Isaiah 20 corresponds with Proverbs. Isaiah 20, verse 6, "Behold, such is our expectation. Their expectation was in man, and man will fail. Our faith must be in God alone." Proverbs 29, 25, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." Isaiah 21 corresponds with Ecclesiastes. In Isaiah 21, we see the prediction of the judgment of the vanity of all flesh. In Ecclesiastes, Solomon teaches that all things of the flesh are vanity. Isaiah 22 corresponds with the Song of Solomon. "Jerusalem is often likened to a woman. Israel is the bride of Jehovah." In the Song of Solomon, we read the bride of the bride of Christ. Isaiah 23 corresponds with Isaiah. The various burdens in Isaiah correspond with Isaiah 23, verse 1. The burden of Tyre, "Howl, ye ships of Tarshish, for it is laid waste, so that there is no house, no entering in. From the land of Kittim it is revealed to them." The various burdens found in Isaiah are in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 4, chapter 10, verse 27, chapter 13, verse 1, chapter 14, verses 25 and 28, chapter 15, verse 1, chapter 17, verse 1, chapter 19, verse 1, chapter 21, verses 1, 11, and 13, chapter 22, verses 1 and 25, chapter 30, verses 6 and 27, and chapter 46, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 24 corresponds with Jeremiah. Isaiah 24:23, "The Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his ancients gloriously." Jeremiah 23:5, "A king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth." Isaiah 24 is a dirge, a mournful song, the consummation of burdens. Jeremiah tells of many burdens. He is the weeping prophet. Both Isaiah and Jeremiah foretell tribulation and judgments. Isaiah 25 is in contrast with Lamentations. Lamentations tells of the abasement of the Jews. Isaiah 25 tells of their exaltation. Isaiah 26 corresponds with Ezekiel. Ezekiel 37 tells us of the revival of the dry bones, the restoration of Israel. Isaiah 26 tells us of the worship and testimony of Israel, converted and restored. Isaiah 27 corresponds with Daniel. In Isaiah 27 verses 12 and 13, we have the final triumph and restoration of Israel. "Ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel, and it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcasts in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem." The people come into their own land. The remnant comes into the holy land. Daniel 7, verses 18 and 27. "The kingdom and dominion shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High." Isaiah 28 corresponds with Hosea. Isaiah 28 speaks of woe upon Ephraim. Hosea speaks very often concerning Ephraim, which typically represents the professing church or Christendom. After the church is translated, there will be left a group of believers on earth which did not qualify for translation. This group will be counted with the transition company out of Israel, as the first believers were in the early church. Out of this will come the remnant, which will constitute the nucleus of the bride of Jehovah. Isaiah 30 corresponds with Amos. Isaiah 30 verse 9, "Children that will not hear the law of the Lord." Amos 2 verse 4, "They have despised the law of the Lord and have not kept his commandments." Isaiah 30 verse 9, "Lying children." Amos 2 verse 4, "Their lies cause them to err." Isaiah 30 verse 10, "Prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits." Amos 5 verse 10, "They hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly." Isaiah 30 verses 15 through 33 give an exhortation to turn to the Lord for help, foreshadowing of kingdom blessing. Amos 9 verses 11 through 15 speak of the future glory of the Davidic kingdom. Isaiah 31 corresponds with Obadiah. Isaiah 31 verse 4, "So shall the Lord of hosts come down to fight for Mount Zion and for the hill thereof." Obadiah 17, "But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions." Isaiah 32 is in contrast with Jonah. Isaiah 32:20, "Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters." Jonah refused to sow beside all waters. He did not want to preach to the Gentiles. Jonah is a type of the Jews who failed and will be restored. Isaiah 33 corresponds with Micah. Isaiah 33:17, "Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off." Micah 5 verse 2, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting," the birthplace of the king. Isaiah 33 verse 20, we see that Israel shall dwell safely. "Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Micah 4 verses 3 and 4. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn wars any more, but they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts hath spoken it. Israel shall dwell safely. Isaiah 34 corresponds with Nahum. Isaiah 34 speaks of judgment. The whole book of Nahum speaks of judgment.